You're listening to the December 2019 letter of the Wanderlust Catholic. Shalom Alokon. This means peace be upon you in Aramaic. This December, I decided to travel to Bethlehem and learn more about the birthplace of Jesus. I've heard of Bethlehem or the city of David, but I knew very little about the actual town. When I arrived, I was surprised to find a sprawling, busy city. I always imagined Bethlehem in connection with Silent Nights. The city of Bethlehem was at one time filled with Jewish and later Christian people. Now part of the West Bank in Palestine, the city has a mostly Muslim population. My first stop in Bethlehem was Manger Square, which is believed to be near the site where Jesus was born. I bent low to enter the Church of the Nativity. The low door provides an opportunity for humility, although it was meant to prevent looters from carting away treasures from the church. The main nave of the Church of the Nativity is Greek Orthodox, and the style reflects that. I saw icons of Jesus, Mary, and other saints throughout the room. Near the altar, I found stairs that led me down to the Roman Catholic part of the church, the Grotto of the Nativity. In the 300s, St. Helena of the Cross determined that this exact spot was where Jesus was born. She had a church built, which was rebuilt by Emperor Justinian I in the 600s. In the dark grotto below the church, I saw a 14-point star on the marble floor, bearing an inscription meaning, "Here Jesus Christ was born to the Virgin Mary." The star is below large icons of the Holy Family, and a nearby silver manger represents the type of feeding trough the Bedouins would have cut into rock for their animals. As we are nearing Christmas, the grotto is very crowded. After praying to the infant Jesus, I followed underground passageways to the grottos of Saints Jerome and Joseph. The tunnels ensure access amid persecution and tensions. Soon after the original church was built, St. Jerome spent 30 years in the late 300s in his cave translating the Bible from Hebrew and Greek into Latin. As I leave the church, I purchase olive wood statues for my family in the United States. This money helps Christian families who still live in Bethlehem and who ensure the safety of the church. Before I leave the area, I visit nearby Shepherd's Field, which honors the shepherds who listened to the angels announce the birth of Christ. My trip has helped me enter into Advent and the coming celebration of Christmas. But it is also hard to imagine what Bethlehem would have been like when Mary and Joseph arrived about 2,000 years ago. I'm thankful for the work of so many dedicated Christians throughout the years who preserved the history surrounding the birth of Jesus in the city of David. In him, Bona Teres.